Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman, at Bogman Sports. It's Hour 3, so you guys know what that means. I'm joined by Casey Bubba. Follow him on the Twitter, at BDNTrick. Casey, what's going on?
Not much, my friend. Not much at all. Just another week waiting for stuff to get back to normal. But slowly but surely, we are getting there. And at worst, we get to chat about some goofy football guys.
So Welsh said that, and I don't know if he saw just a certain tweet or something from you, but he said that you've had some hot takes recently. So he wanted me to get you riled up and fired up. He said there's a lot of Welsh in Bubba. So I want to hear him fired up. I want to hear what he's aggravated about. So I guess what is the thing that's been aggravating you the most recently? So we can talk about that at the front here to get it to get your aggravation out of the way here.
Is this sports related or just in general?
I whatever you've been tweeting about recently. Were you tweeting about something that aggravated you?
Oh, I'm just ticked off. Like I had to go to my final ultrasound and stand outside. Couldn't go inside. The unemployment rate keeps going up. I'm just getting fed up with the whole thing. I just had enough of it. Like I've got to the point where people can take safety measures into their own hands and let's go. Like that's just like I'm not saying, you know, go throw, you know, 30,000 people raiders, but
right.
If like things need to slowly start happening, like in Arizona, you're good to go. But California, we're asking for more money right now so people can stay at home in California. So that's a major problem in my mind. And that's a Band-Aid trying to keep the wealth or the dam from breaking. And that's not going to work. So that's where I'm getting fed up now. It's been almost, we're going on 3 months now of this. And it's getting a little crazy. And seeing the day-to-day effects on people has just... maybe what Welsh is seeing is some of that stuff. I have different people trying to argue with me on the baseball thing because it's not, they think I'm not thinking it's a safety thing. And I'm like, no, it's nothing about safety. It's about, let's get real about it because, you know, we're arguing over pennies here when there's people losing their jobs and, you know, losing businesses and everything else. And I understand by no means am I on the owner's sides on this, but for crying out loud, we are just arguing over the dumbest things right now. And there's more pivotal things to worry about.
Yeah.
And I've had enough, but then I bite my tongue because you know, the Twitter cesspool that it can be like, if people only knew like half the things I type and then delete before I hit send, people would think I'm just like this curmudgeon, just angry person, that I'm a hard right individual and all this stuff, which is far from the truth, far from the truth. But, that's why I just don't even bother because there's always that niche that, will get you going. Oh, and this might be what Lowell saw. So there was a video.
Take a lot to wind you up, by the way.
No,
I really like that. So
I told you, like the Welsh, there's a lot of the Welsh in me. Yes.
Yeah.
But, he just kind of sits back and watches and I just act too much. I wake up, alarm goes off 5 o'clock every morning. Bogman's going to bed. I'm waking up. Mm-hmm. And, there's a video of this lady on an airplane complaining that the airplane is full because every middle seat was supposed to be gone.
That I saw.
So I did the whole clap, you know, all capital word clap. And I was just like, you know, take responsibility and
take
stop.
Take some personal responsibility.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. It's like this whole thing is coming down to everybody who just wants the government to take care of them and everything's supposed to be done for them. And that's never going to happen. So people need to wake up. If you want to stay home, stay home. If you want to go out with responsible natures, like wash your hands, do all that kind of stuff. But just expecting everyone to do everything for you to make your life as simple as possible. That wasn't the case before this happened, and it's going to be even less the case now. So figure it out.
Yeah, the lady complaining about the social distancing on the planes is the same lady that wants to go in to the grocery store and not wear a mask, even though the grocery store says you have to wear a mask. And this, yep. We were talking about this a little bit early because there's the earlier, because there was the crazy lady who made the video of herself crying because she had to wear the mask for 45 minutes to go grocery mm-hmm. shopping or something. And then she said, I can't see people's faces or hug their children or hold them. And it's like, were you going up to random people and hugging their children and holding them anyway? Like,
she's the old lady that comes and pinches your cheeks. You just want to smack her.
Yeah. You're like, okay, get your hands off my goddamn face. Yeah.
Get your big gay hands off of me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you think? I need Vicks VapoRub up by my eye? I don't need that. So I'm not trying to sleep right now. So yeah, man, it's it is getting crazy. And boy, the Welsh was right. Did not take a lot it was like I just turned a little heat up on that teapot. And
I'm telling you, you went
to steaming.
Living in California sucks. I'm just telling you, it's not just even the taxes. Like I literally could do the entire hour without a break on the things that go on in my head. But we don't want people to listen to that all day. I don't think they want to listen to that all day. They can come and
not what
do
they're
that
here for. My buddy lived in Orange County for like 5 years. Moved back to Arizona for a couple of years. Then got a job offer in Seattle. And he's like, even with coronavirus starting here and being terrible, which by the way, they found out that it started in California, which surprise, surprise. But, even with it beginning here and people taking restrictions and stuff and all that, it's like, I would still rather be here than California. So,
all day.
California is beautiful. That's the bad part. And that's why so many people want to live there. Like, so many of the spots are gorgeous. I mean, it's right, you're not far from the beach. There's tons of stuff to do. California is amazing. But, a lot of the restrictions are rough. So they do have a good one, though, that I would like to enjoy in Arizona. Hopefully we'll get that passed very soon here. But
my friends that live in Wisconsin and North Carolina, they used to live here for like 2 years. They said it's a great place to visit, not to live. Very simple.
Well, I mean, I tell you what a great place to visit and not live is anywhere where DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar are going.
I thought you were going to say prison.
No, well, I don't want to visit or go to prison. No, thank you. I know you've heard this whole story here, Bubba. DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar are accused of, among with other people that are not NFL stars, but they are accused of armed robbery at some place in Florida during the quarantine, by the way. So this was like 3 weeks to a month ago, I guess, when the thing actually happened. And then it took a while to find out who the guys were, and they end up being two football players. So Welsh and I talked about this at the end of hour two. So this will kind of be what we start with here with you. So I just want to get your opinion on what is going on in this story, and do you find it? I mean, I know it's funny, but also not funny because people had guns pointed in their faces, but it's just so ridiculous and absurd.
Yeah, it's pretty wild because everyone else is, social distancing and staying at home and all this stuff. These guys are playing card games, losing watches, pulling guns on people. I guess technically they're wearing a mask, so that's good. But it's pretty crazy thinking these guys, 22-year-olds and 23 or 24, like super young, just doing stupid things like this. Like Corona or not, this probably would have happened, sadly. But
crazy would have happened.
Yes, because this is what just happens more often than not. But it's pretty wild that reading the article you attached to the outline that I knew a lot of the story, but towards the bottom, the quote about their lawyer basically saying the kid did nothing wrong. And that makes me laugh. It's always like my clients and these things. No, the kid did nothing wrong. So, I don't know. It's a scary situation. It's wild that it took place, and somehow they're probably going to need a slap on the hand and walk away.
Yeah, the kid. I do like that. My client, blah, blah, blah. And always it seems when something super serious is involved, it's, he's a kid, he's a kid, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, man. Like, Quentin Dunbar, did you hear the whole bit about how the five people that pointed out a picture of Quentin Dunbar have now recanted their story?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
what do their bank accounts look like?
100% right there. So the Florida Attorney General is going to look into perjury for the people that said that, because it's perjury one way or the other, right? Because now they've answered both, they've answered both ways. Oh, no, I was mistaken, blah, 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 or whatever. So it's just an absolutely nuts story. And it's such a waste, DeAndre Baker, it looks like Dunbar is going to get out of this because the five witnesses have said it wasn't him. Wells pulled up a story where apparently the lawyer for Quentin Dunbar is getting sued by the lawyer for DeAndre Baker because he put out some tweet that insinuated that Baker was guilty and Dunbar had nothing to do with this. So they're going to sue the DeAndre Baker and his lawyer are going to sue Dunbar's lawyer for a slander. But there was also someone that said that there was another guy in there holding a gun who might have been Quentin Dunbar, and now they're saying it's an unknown person. I have no idea, obviously. This is all alleged. Nothing has been found out, and there's no video, so you know we're never going to know. But someone walked through the door, and DeAndre Baker told whoever else was holding a gun to shoot the guy. And obviously it didn't happen. No one died in this incident or was injured or anything. So just crazy. And it was a weird weekend last weekend because it's like as soon as we were done with the show, this happened. Ed Oliver got a DUI. Oh, God, somebody else got in trouble. I can't remember who the other one was. But there was another bad one. Like it's like as soon as the country opened, NFL players started terrorizing or something.
Well, it's like nuts. the old rule I tell people. Like I went to a Christian school through junior high, and then I went to public school. And in my town, there was a Catholic school, a Christian school, and the public school. But for high school, we all went together. Well, guess who the ones that got drunk, dropped out, pregnant first? It was all the ones from the religious schools because you are locked in forever, and you finally get that little taste of freedom again, and boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. yeah, exactly. So it has been weird. I was really like, I was kind of surprised. I feel like DUIs have gone down in the NFL. Like they're always going to happen, right? Like people are always. Oh, it was Latimer. Latimer arrested them for a poker game argument where I think he beat somebody up or something. I don't even know what the full story there was, but it's just so crazy how, you know, especially in Florida, Florida's like, hey, we're good to go. And the NBA, the NFL players are like, okay, we're going to go terrorize the neighborhood now. So
South Beach, here we come.
Yeah, South Beach, here we come. And now everyone's pulling the pictures of Dunbar, you know, with the gun, holding the fake gun and stuff, Baker holding the fake gun and all
allegedly,
that stuff.
Allegedly.
right. Allegedly. Now we sound like the guys in Letterkenny. Allegedly. Yes. And then this story, I love this story.
This is amazing.
This is so amazing because we don't know who it is, and we're going to find out at some point. But apparently, an NFL player and another unnamed man were sexually harassed and assaulted, abused, and violated while on a United Airlines flight. And he says him and his friend, who they're saying, John Doe 1 and John Doe 2, took their seats when a woman took hers beside the window and immediately began harassing him over a mask he was wearing. According to the lawsuit, the unnamed player told her the mask was a safety precaution for COVID-19, and then she demanded to move seats, elbowing John Doe, groping and massaging his knees and thighs, and intensifying her sexual advances. So this just has to be what is clearly a crazy human being, right? Because you go from being super mad at the person next to you wearing a mask, which I don't understand at all. Like, if the person next to you is wearing a mask, aren't you kind of happy? Even if you're not wearing one, you're like, all right, well, at least they got one on. You know,
like I guess it was probably because it was like what, early February, when they told us basically masks were useless then. So it was back then. We still didn't have an idea of how bad this was going to be.
Yeah, this was from February 10th.
Yeah, so the lady was probably like thinking he's a weirdo wearing a mask in a plane, because back then no one wore masks. Like people that wore masks are in big cities afraid of SARS from 1980.
But
so,
I don't understand how the lady went from get your mask off, you idiot, to rubbing on
groping
his knees and thighs, right?
Well, that it's, you know,
sounds like a man. I mean, it really
does. Yeah, this sounds like role playing, or it sounds like playing hard to get. Maybe a little, you know, let's argue so you can have some makeup. I don't know. There's something weird going on, that's for sure. They said she was popping pills and under the influence. Well, yeah, I'd hope so if she's doing this in public, but. Hey, maybe she saw two strapping young men that You know, she had a couple extra cocktails because her flight got delayed at the airport.
Right.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
So
probably getting murky on perkies over there. Yeah, so.
Yeah, you know, some people need to fly a little relaxed. She got a little too relaxed. Thought he might be a little relaxed. Mile High Club. Who knows? But she picked the wrong guy, basically. Looking down.
Do you have a guess on who this NFL player was? And by the way, the player and the unnamed man are suing United Airlines because they told the stewardess before the plane took off about this crazy woman. And they went over and told her not to do it anymore, and that was it. And then she kept doing it. So,
you know what's really weird?
Story.
It's weird if they really did, you know, say these things and want help for this. Doesn't every plane have like one of those unarmed cops on there? Like
a marshal,
air marshal.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this guy be like, when you read the article, the guy says once his mask was ripped up, he jumped out of his chair and ran to the flight attendant. I'm sorry, but if I see a football player who's you probably a large individual running down the aisle of a plane and I'm a U.S. Marshal, I might be a little alert to what's going on. Just throwing it out there.
Okay, so who's the NFL player that they would not take seriously? And I have a guess. Do you have any guesses or you want me to throw mine out there?
Throw yours out there because I could go so many different directions. So throw yours.
I feel like to not be taken seriously and to be like, what's your problem, man? I feel like it had to be Kirk Cousins.
I was thinking Josh Rosen, so that works.
I had him in my mind, too. So I was thinking it's got to be
like
a quarterback.
Nerdy, I think a nerdy little.
That looks like a nerd, right?
Little nerdy little white boy. That.
yeah, exactly. So someone's like, all right. I mean, have you, you know, you and I, you know, first of all, we're not females, so we don't probably have a lot of sexual harassment in our veins, but I have been groped before on a freaking pizza delivery. So, and you know what I did? I just left. It wasn't that big a deal at all. So, and I went back afterwards too. So, but after my shift was over. But I mean, you know, it's Whitney Cummings has this whole bit about how she was talking about, you know, being sexually harassed in Houston. And the Houston crowd is different than the LA crowd. And she said, some woman in the front row said, take the compliment and move on. And she's like, and that's the good thing about traveling is you find out that some bits don't work in certain places. And not to discredit this, if Kirk Cousins is out there being harassed potentially, you know, it's an NFL player, so it could be anyone.
Hey, like normal, Cousins, incomplete pass in primetime.
All right, well, we got to hit a break. We'll be right back to talk more NFL madness right here on In This League on the Sports Grid. Stick with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old
In This League.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Welcome back. It is the final hour of In This League on the Sports Grid. We have this segment, one more segment with you. It's me, Scott Bogman, joined by Casey Bubba. Follow him on the Twitter at BDentric and plug all the stuff and things that you have going on right now, Bubba.
As always, thank you very much. Benched with Bubba, the podcast that I do twice a week right now, usually more, but we're kind of slow on things these days. But twice a week, I had my normal Bubba in the Backflip on Monday, had Less Than Dave on Twitter. He joined me on Thursday to talk some cool, just like a ton of listener questions and stuff, surprisingly. So we talk about your fantasy baseball to keep things going there. Writing a couple articles during the week at Roto Ballers. So go check those out, some ADP articles, DH articles, stuff along those lines. I know there's been a lot of DH talk last week. Like I said before, I had Vlad Sedler on. We went through all 15 National League teams going over the universal DH, not just the player, but like the scenarios that could play out. So that's kind of fun as well. So go check all that stuff out. Golf is around the corner. I know I'd talk about, I haven't talked about it in a while, but the first tournament starts up, like I believe the first or second week in June. So we'll be cranking that up again as well. So lots of stuff going on, slowly getting sports back.
Yeah, we're slowly getting sports back. I watched NASCAR the other day. It was on.
Dude, I was so glued on Wednesday night to NASCAR.
So I said in one of the group me rooms, and I don't know if you agree with this, and I apologize because I said it to Welsh already before. I felt like it was the Thursday night football equivalent of a NASCAR race because there were so many cautions and so many wrecks. And it was also really weird to see it. It was like a night race because of the weather delay, and there was no one in the stands. So, and I don't even know who won. I think Truex Jr. was in.
Oh, then you missed the fun. You missed the fun at the end because, like, I was glued to it. It was a little weird, but it was a shorter race. I'm not an expert of this, but this is what I listened to and read. Shorter race, more aggressive driving led to a lot more of the cautions. So that was part of it. But towards the end, before the rain canceled like the last 30 laps, Kyle Busch did another Kyle Busch move and spun out Chase Elliott and sent him into the wall. And Chase Elliott was probably going to win the race. He had a fast car. He would have probably passed Hamlin, who won it. So then Chase Elliott sits there on the side, waits for the cars to come around again, just flipping him off. It was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. My spirit animal on the track. It was the only thing I would have done different is if I threw my helmet at his car. But it was absolutely amazing. But we have more important things to talk about here.
Okay.
We glossed over it like real quick. Maybe gloss might not be the right word. I don't know how the story ends. But you were groped by a woman as a pizza delivery driver. This is like we've talked about your other pizza stories where you basically walked in on an orgy and naked guys answered.
Yeah, I've had a couple. I have a couple.
But like this is another reason why I love Arizona is it sounds like just pornos getting made everywhere. But
I've delivered to a porno set too. So
it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. The Scottsdale area is beautiful. how did you get groped? Leave and then come back later.
Well, I went back later, but everyone, I mean, there was no one there. But it was a Halloween, and Halloween at a pizza place is worse than the Super Bowl, from what I've been told, because as long as I worked at the pizza place, I never worked a Super Bowl, ever, which is just like an impossible thing to get. But and one year I did have to pay my manager, but, you know, I got it all covered. So I never worked the Super Bowl ever because I always was watching it. But Halloween was actually a busier day than the Super Bowl for pizza places. And I don't know if it still is or not. I haven't worked there in a while. But people will cook during the Super Bowl, right? People will go and make...
It's almost a pride thing.
Yeah, yeah. Their famous whatever dish or ribs or whatever it is. You know, if I've gone to separate Super Bowl parties when I'm not just watching it at my place... You know, usually for me, I don't cook anyway, so I'll order like a bunch of stuff in and I'll make like chili con queso dip, which is so hard to make. It's like two things of Hormel and then some Tostitos cheese. You know, it's not really hard at all to make. But I was delivering on Halloween. No one will cook on Halloween. So I was delivering. It's crazy busy. And it's like at the end of the night and this lady was just... hammered. It's like she opens up the door and you can smell vodka. Like I knew it was vodka. That's how obvious it was. That's how much she had been drinking. And I handed her the pizza and she said, "Do you have any cheese or peppers?" I said, "Yeah, I have some in my apron. How much do you want?" And she said, Should I search you for it?" And I said, "You can do whatever you want." And she just like aggressively grabbed all my stuff. You know what I mean?
Ma'am, you already have enough pepperoni on the pizza. You're fine. There's enough pepperoni, I promise.
Right. And I was like, "Oh God, hello." And then she's like, "Yeah, you want to come back after your shift?" And I was like, "Yes, I do." So I went.
Perfect.
Obviously went back to work and then I came back and knocked on the door and all the lights were off and everyone was, she probably passed out drunk. So
she was asleep on the bathroom floor.
Probably, you know, she was pretty hammered, but it, you know, I mean, I've never been skinny, but I was probably about 60 lighter than I am now. So I was looking much better at that point, even, you know, getting free pizza all the time. So,
when we were younger, things were amazing like that.
Of course. But yeah, that was
like Stifler's mom with like smeared lipstick on when she answers the door.
Nope. She was not that good looking. So, and a little bit older than Stifler's mom. So, but you know what they say about beggars, Bubba? They can't be choosers. Yes. So,
hey, I always told people in college I was more like an Ichiro. I'd hit for average. I wasn't hitting home runs all the time. It was okay.
That's right. Beggars cannot be choosers. So, so that was, that's a strange one. And then I definitely delivered, and this was the weird thing, was I delivered to what was clearly a porno set. And I went to the front of the house, rang the doorbell, and the guy's like, no, they want that for out back. There's a little shed out there with lights and stuff on. You'll see it. You'll hear them. They're in there. So
you'll hear them.
Yeah. So go back there. So I opened up the back gate, which always made me kind of nervous because it's like, do people have a big dog back there? And am I going to like let it out if I open this back gate? But this is what he told me to do. So so I'm back there. And I go up to the door and I knock on the door and the guy's, oh, come on in. And there's cameras everywhere and weird lights. And these girls are in bikinis. And I'm handing the guy the pizza. And I realize I know one of the girls sitting on the couch. And so he said, she's got your tip. And she said, oh, look, I dropped it. And she dropped it in front of me. And she bends over right in front of me. And I'm like, I know who you are. She goes, do you? I'm like, yeah, you make my wrist hurt. So I got a pretty good pop out of like the 6 or 7 people that were there. They were definitely not social distancing. I can tell you that much.
Oh, that is outstanding. Did they order the meat lovers by chance?
I didn't. I don't remember. And I don't remember like none of them were naked there, obviously.
Because they're professionals.
Yeah, it was, they're doing all the pre-stuff out of the way here. So. Apparently feeding the talent is part of the pre-audition things or something.
You got to get a lot of extra protein for that long stream coming up.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, that was those two situations were definitely some of the weirder ones that I've ever had. Not the weirdest, but definitely some of the weirder ones I ever had. But getting back to sports here, the NFL is getting an upgrade on the Rooney Rule. And I don't know if you saw the parameters of this, but they announced it on Tuesday, and here, and I'm just reading this article directly off of thescore.com, so forgive me for copying this a little bit, but these are the parameters here. It says, clubs will now be required to interview at least 2 external minority candidates for head coaching jobs, 1 minority candidate for any coordinator vacancies, and 1 external minority candidate for senior football operations or general positions. And Goodell said the NFL is committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion, which I believe is critical to our continued success. While we have seen positive strides in our coaching ranks over the years, aided by the Rooney Rule, we recognize after the last 2 seasons that we can do more. The policy changes made today are bold and demonstrate the commitment of our ownership to increase diversity in leadership positions throughout the league. But And I'm not seeing it, so I don't know if it was official in this or not, but there was talk about some teams getting draft picks, better draft picks for hiring minority candidates, which I thought you were kind of pushing the limit there. But it is, like, I thought maybe it was first-rounders. It's not. It's like you move up in the 3rd round to the beginning of the 3rd round or something. So while it does improve your spot, it's not an insane amount, but we see people, you know, we see GMs trade for those picks. You know, we just saw the Saints move up 20 spots or whatever and trade 4 spots to move up 20 spots to get Troutman in the draft. So I'm not 100% sure if that's going in or not. But what do you think of the expanded Rooney Rule and the potential for draft picks to be involved in it?
Well, in that article, they said the draft pick thing got tabled. So that's good.
Okay.
Before they did the upgraded Rooney Rule, the draft pick thing leaked out. And I thought that was an embarrassment. I'm glad they have the Rooney Rule because I think everyone should have a chance. And if that's how they increase diversity, outstanding. Like, that's perfect.
Right.
It needs to happen. But to basically give an incentive to it is pathetic.
Yeah.
Absolutely pathetic to me. Like, you're either a good person and want to give everybody a chance no matter who they are, or you just suck.
Right.
Like, you don't,
or you're
you don't
just
need,
doing
you don't
it for
help.
The draft pick. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was garbage to me. Like when I saw that, I think I quote tweeted it. Maybe that was another thing I got, you know, tilted on Twitter about. So just that's just my timeline these days, because I just live in ultimate just I need baseball. Bottom line, like need I need something. Baseball. Yes, my fix is gone. I'm like tweaking out here. I need something.
I need to go visit my lady. That
yeah, I need to go deliver some pizzas. Apparently, yeah, like exactly. This is ridiculous. But yeah, that it's just the draft pick thing made me just not good. But the upgraded rule, I'm cool with. If it's, you know, you have to interview two instead of one, maybe you get your next Tony Dungy or Mike Tomlins of the world to come in there. And they're also trying to expand it to the front office. You used to just be the head coach. Now it's front office. It's the assistant coaches. Like, you know, we've always seen it when teams are in the playoffs. It's like, no, you can't talk to my guy, so on and so forth. Well, now they can't block you for that. It's part of this new rule. It's like a position, say a wide receiver coach. They want to interview him for an offensive coordinator or something. They can't block him. They're allowed to go interview. So things along those lines can be very solid. I don't know, you know, a lot of teams, it seems like, just do it to go through the motions. At the same time, I guess I'm glad they're having to maybe go through an extra motion right. To see how it really works. There's times I think it's weird because, you know, you've watched football even more than I do, that a lot of teams already have their guy picked out beforehand. Right. And you can tell it's such a formality to begin with. Like, okay, we're just doing this. Come have like a couple beers with us and we're going to call it good. That's where I think it's kind of pointless. It's almost unfair to the guy getting brought in. It's kind of like right. A slap in his face.
Well,
like,
yeah. I was going to say, you'll get to the point where it's patronizing. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
and so that part bugs me. How there's a fine line there and you don't cross it, I don't know. I really don't know how to do that. Like, I want them to have to interview people, but there's also times you're like, okay, this is just pointless. Like, right. This is embarrassing. So it's really fine line that stinks.
Yeah, and so the draft pick thing, I was kind of like, oh, God, really? Like,
yeah, that was bad.
Because at that point, there are some GMs that would just say, yeah, let's hire this guy, see if he works. If not, we'll add some talent and then fire him the next year. You know what I mean? So at that point, you're getting moved up in the draft and then you're firing the guy and maybe you got some, you know, better picks or whatever. Or, you know, some teams I could see, can't you see Belichick, like, hiring a different minority coach every single year just to get some spots moved up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we're going to hire you this year. You're going to do this job, which isn't really anything, and then we're going to fire you and hire someone else, but we'll keep you on at a different capacity afterwards. Like, you can see teams abusing this rule, you know what I mean? And I'm not, like, saying Belichick would do that. I'm saying that it seems like the smart teams or someone ahead of the curve as far as, you know, figuring out how to manipulate the system would still do it. But the Rooney Rule works.
Yes.
The Rooney Rule was proposed by Art Rooney in 2003, and then it worked for Mike Tomlin being hired to the Steelers because they brought him in. He was the defensive back coach of the Bucks at that point. And he had just, you know, won a Super Bowl with Gruden a couple years before that. And they brought him in, but it really seemed like Ken Wisenhunt was going to get that job. Ken Wisenhunt was the OC of the Steelers, or Russ Grimm, who was the offensive line coach at that point in 2007 and or 2006. And then they brought in Mike Tomlin because of their own rule that they proposed, and they liked him so much that they hired him. And obviously, he's been in Pittsburgh for the last, I think this is his 14th season now. So it absolutely works. And I like that they're doing it for executive positions and coordinator hires as well. I think it's an absolutely fantastic thing that they're doing here. And even if they don't hire the minority candidates, it gives these guys experience in an interview. So maybe they're nervous, maybe whatever, maybe it's just not a good fit the first time they interview, but now they know what the process is going in for the next time that they're going to get interviewed, which might be for a better job at that point, yep. Too. So I think the rule, like you mentioned, absolutely fantastic, but there's just too much, I feel like, that you said can go wrong with the draft pick advancements and all that stuff. So at that point, it just starts to get a little weird. You know, I think that a lot of teams and a lot of people would do it, you know, because, you know, they want this change. But there are some teams that would absolutely manipulate this stuff and use it for their own benefit. So I'm really glad that that's kind of what we have right now and that this is moving forward, because I like the way this is being done.
And let's hope some more qualified candidates come up so we can get the the normal, you know, slews that the Browns and the Bengals continue to hire out of the way. That'd be a good start.
Well, yeah, I mean, it really sucked for the bad teams to have new rules because they're hiring new coaches every other year. But the Steelers, you know, we may churn out coordinators on occasion, but Tomlin's been around for a while. Before him, it was Cowher, and before him, it was Chuck Knoll. And I've only known three head coaches for my favorite team my entire life.
Good for you.
Obviously, not the case for Bubba, but when we come back, we'll be talking about some trade rumors that I like going on here, some potential signing rumors, and some stuff about the quarterback of my team. So stick with us. We'll be right back. It's ITL on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in this league.
In the dark.
Welcome back. You hear endless love. You know what that means. It's all coming to an end right now. The three-hour tour on a Saturday is winding down. And follow us all on Twitter, please, at IsItTheWelsh for him, at Bogdan Sports for me, at BDNTrick for Casey Bubba. And if you would, please go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITLArmy, and thisleague.com will forward you there as well. We got all kinds of stuff going on. I just posted my PPR and IDP ranks up there. The Welsh has his top 500 minor league list. We got secret shows. We're doing live streams. And just recently, Bubba, we added the uncensored mock video to for lieutenants and captains.
Oh, wow.
The group me rooms, because we started using StreamYard a little bit, doing some video content there, and we're
nice.
Thinking of making that a normal thing. So
that'll be worth the price all by itself.
Exactly. So it's a lot of fun. You know, you can't watch those videos if you're offended by things. I'll say that, because there were some things said that normally would be bleeped. A lot of things that would normally be bleeped.
That's so, all the fun stuff, folks.
Right, exactly. Bubba's like, when is this video come out?
Yes. Yeah. You want to see Bubba uncut?
Right, exactly.
Become a member of the ITL Army.
Exactly. So, there's all kinds of good craziness going on over, and we would appreciate it if you would join and sign up for the ITL Army. So we're slowly climbing back. Like, we were so good in February. It's like, oh, man, we crossed this 500 threshold, and then March hit with the COVID, and like everyone else, obviously, we took a fairly significant impact. But we're slowly climbing back towards that goal that we hit in February. So I know it's not terrible compared to other people's issues and stuff like that, but that's where we stand. Doing a lot of Postmates recently.
You're a small business as well. You have there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, exactly.
I have a curveball question for you here.
Okay, yeah, and, I'm all for it.
Most people probably do not care about this at all, but you said COVID. You know, like, people call it COVID, people call it the Rona, and then I heard recently
that I'm risking my life.
Yeah, don't get me started on that. Welsh did that very good. You guys kept it together much better than I would. I just heard the other day, I think someone called it the 1-9.
The 1-9. That sounds COVID-19. Like a club.
Yes, because it's COVID-19. They call it the 1-9. Which one do you prefer out of the three?
I don't care, to be honest with you. Like, the Rona is fine. I mean, COVID, coronavirus. I think most people call it Corona. So, you know, it really, Corona beer has to be shuddering, right?
They got to be. I've always been a Dos Equis guy to begin with, not just because I'm the most interesting man in the world, but because I like their beer. So I was never the biggest Corona guy to begin with. But yeah, the stock's got to be going pretty down on that one, you'd think. And it's ironic since it's made in the USA anyways. But
yeah. It's not made in Mexico? I thought Corona was made in Mexico.
Sorry to burst your bubble, Santa Claus believers. It's not there.
I mean, I don't care. I was drinking that much anyway. I drank a little bit of Corona in college, but Dos Equis for me as well.
Yes.
So if you're going to drink a beer with a lime, you got to go with Dos Equis. Much, much better. Yes,
indeed.
But yeah, man, I don't really care what they call it. I keep enjoying the memes. Welsh and I were talking about this earlier. The My Plans in 2020 is the most recent one that has kind of took Twitter by storm here. And I found one that I sent to the Welsh, and it was Carol Baskin's husband, like her first husband. And it says My Plans, and then Carol Baskin, 2020. So
yeah, there's some good ideas I have on that I just don't know if it's worth putting on Twitter or not. But there's some serious fun we could have with that one. I think that's interesting, and it's a lot. They're a lot better than the pick three things that got a little annoying after a while and stuff like that. But hey. I don't judge anybody, whatever entertains you right now, because there's not a whole lot to be entertained about from time to time, except shows like this.
Now, did you see that Antonio Gandy-Golden, who was, of course, drafted by the Washington Redskins, the wide receiver out of Liberty, tested positive for COVID-19 before the NFL draft happened? So in the pre-draft process, I think late March, he was, diagnosed with it or whatever, and then he self-isolated for 2 weeks, said his symptoms were super mild, and then in early April he was clear of it. So but I was really surprised that we didn't hear from Jay Glazer about Antonio Gandy-Golden popping for the Rona.
Breaking news, draft pick coming up with the Rona. That would have been pretty wild. But hey, Von Miller, he holds that one over Jay Glazer's head quite a bit, because I keep hearing Von Miller as a spokesman for Corona for the NFL. I don't know. I can't remember the guy's name for the Rams. So that's pretty
Kelly.
Good.
Yeah. Wasn't it Ryan Kelly or Brian Kelly? Something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Center for the Rams.
Right. I can't
Backup
remember
center, either. I think.
Right. But but yeah, it's going around. And there's going to be positive tests. And
the biggest thing with all this. Everyone's trying to say, we can't start up sports because if there's one test, the whole league shuts down. No, that is not the case, people. You isolate and you keep going, because that's the way the world's going to work these days. No matter if you want to stay at home or you want to open up, someone's going to get sick and you can't shut everything down again. So that's just the way it's going to work, and we have to learn how to adapt to those situations.
Yeah,
sorry,
why couldn't
I'll stop.
A game be canceled, right? Like, you cancel the game that day, get everyone on the team tested, then isolate the people who have tested positive, wipe everything down, get right back at it.
Start over. That's what the Korean League does. That's what UFC did. They did three fights in like 7 days. Their very first fight card,
someone
of their fighters
got scratched. Yeah.
Yes. That's the Corona, and his two training partners got it. So they got scratched. The fight card went on. Everyone's still healthy from that fight card.
Right.
That simple.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's, I tell you what's crazy though, is your team has been coming out with all this weird news recently. Like, your wide receiver one is fighting with the best wide receiver in the league. Teams are calling about Josh Rosen. And then a report came down the other day about the Dolphins firing offensive coordinator Chad O'Shea because his playbook was too complicated. So what the hell is going on with the Dolphins right now?
This is the New England Patriots 2.0, just throwing it out there, where they're starting a new system, and it's going to be the Flores way. That's just how you have to deal with it. But I have no idea. This is bananas. The draft was great. Good times there. Devontae Parker needs to shut his mouth, because Michael Thomas is very, very good. I have no idea where that all came from, besides maybe they just want to talk trash to each other. I'm not sure, but that one blew my mind. But the OC thing is laughable. Because I didn't think it looked that complicated. I obviously don't see the playbook, but it was go down 40 and have Fitzpatrick just drop back and throw bombs all game. That's pretty much the playbook that I saw. Doesn't seem very complicated.
Well,
so I don't know what's going on.
The defense was so bad, and I don't mean to pile on or anything, but the defense was so bad that they had to play catch up like every game.
Yep. So I don't understand how that's the OC's fault. And if it's too complicated, then just scale it back.
Right.
Like, it's a real easy fix. It's better to be too complicated than not developed enough. Mm-hmm. So there's more to that story. I don't know if he was doing blow with hookers like the O-line coach was. I don't know. But I'm guessing there's more to the story there. But to the Josh Rosen point, the second I saw this, I almost texted you immediately because I know this is like this has been like your golden goose for so long. But I can't wait to see where he ends up, if it's New England. I saw someone tweet out today, the Green Bay Packers rebuild continues with Josh Rosen starting ahead of Jordan Love. That would be good. It's so many ways to go about it. But Rosen does need to go somewhere. I was hoping they get draft picks for him this year, but maybe they'll get him for him next year.
Yeah, exactly. So they don't have, and I think you'll see this, and this is another reason why I disagree with our buddy Joe Pisapia on how many games Tua will
start. Joe Pisapia is high. He is high.
Yeah, yeah. He thinks that Tua is going to start half the year, and I just don't buy that. I think Fitzpatrick, number one, proved at the end of the season that he's actually good enough to lead a team probably to the playoffs. So Fitzpatrick's pretty damn good. I mean, he has games where he's horrible. So he's not, I would say he's probably below the Andy Dalton line, but he has flashes of, you know, being really good.
Question, Fitzpatrick or Jameis Winston?
Winston, not close.
Before the eye surgery.
Before the, yeah, I would still go Winston. You know, Winston's young. He has more upside. You know, obviously the interceptions need to calm down. But I'm still going Winston. I think there's a long-term future for Winston, and there's just not with Fitzpatrick because he's older than me. So isn't he like 38 or 39? How old is he?
Yeah, he's up there. But take age aside, just for the talent level going into this season alone, just this one season, nothing afterwards. Like, do you want like a Gardner Minshew or a Fitzpatrick?
Oh, God, I want Fitzpatrick. I'm not a fan of Gardner Minshew. Like, I'm a fan of him personally. I think he's very, very funny. But, if I'm running my franchise, Gardner Minshew is a really good backup quarterback.
A great backup quarterback. Like, could definitely fill in for a few weeks. He's proven that. Yeah. To run the whole show, probably not. Fitzpatrick or Teddy B?
That's a tough one because before Bridgewater's injury, I definitely would have been Bridgewater. But I'm hoping he's fully recovered, but I just don't really expect it to work out in Carolina. So I know they gave him a lot of money. But if they're a high pick next year, it looks like there's going to be three guys at the front of the draft with Lawrence, Fields, and Trey Lance. I think there's going to be some talent there that you just can't pass up if you're a franchise that's picking at the top of the draft, specifically when they spent their entire draft this year on fixing the defense. Didn't take one offensive player. So if you're going into next year, you know that you're probably going to be looking towards the offense. And it always starts at quarterback every single time.
Yep, that'll be pretty wild. But I could keep going like Stidham versus Patrick, Kirk Cousins versus Patrick. I'm just kidding. But
no,
I'm joking.
I mean, he might have been sexually harassed on a plane, but I'd still he's pretty decent quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins is above the Andy Dalton line of starting. Like that,
set the bar high. Set it high.
Well, Andy Dalton started in the NFL for was 6 or 7 seasons. How long was it? It was forever.
Successful. He was very successful. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I didn't see another good backup quarterback. Now
took them to the playoffs a couple times and never won a playoff game because they have the longest playoff win drought in I think North American sports is the longest playoff win drought. I'm almost positive that the Bengals have that. And
that is an award that you do not want.
No. Well, think of this. The Browns have left the league, come back, and won a playoff game since the Bengals have last won a playoff game.
Man, even Hugh Jackson thinks that's crazy.
So it's been fairly ugly for the Browns. Speaking of ugliness for the Browns, Ben Roethlisberger's back, man. He is back. I am so
sexy as ever.
I am so excited about getting Ben back because if you just think about how good the Steelers were on the defensive side of the ball last year and how crazy good that defense should be this season with this a full year of Minkah Fitzpatrick back there and Cam Hayward and TJ Watt and Bud Dupree and all Joe Hayden, all the good defenders, Devin Bush's second year in the league and all that stuff. And then you add in a Pro Bowl level quarterback, Hall of Famer quarterback, and Ben Roethlisberger. And now he's, you know, fully back to health too. Juju said that I believe his quote was it makes that sound, the ball coming out of his hand that you hear, when you know you're someone throws the ball. In my experience, it's always like I get that sound from 5 yards out when someone's trying to show off their arm and they throw it way too hard right at your face, and you're like, "What the hell are you doing, man?" You know, have some touch. What are you doing? So, but Ben threw some passes to Juju. Ryan Switzer reported back on what Juju had said about it, and they made that little hype video. And then Ben had said he was not shaving his mountain beard until he could throw an NFL-level pass to a teammate. He did it, so he went to a barbershop, got his hair cut, got his beard trimmed, and all that good stuff, and then was chastised by the governor of Pennsylvania for going to a barbershop because they're not in the stage yet where they're opening up barbershops and all that kind of thing in Pennsylvania. So what were your thoughts on Ben throwing a pass? Is he someone you'll invest draft capital in this year coming off that elbow injury? And what do you think about him getting chastised for getting a haircut?
If he's making that sound, as they say, no, I probably will, because Ben's always been a guy. He's like the Philip Rivers to me, where he's an old guy. He's not sexy. He goes later in drafts, and he's very productive. I was getting to a compliment there.
Come on.
Well, that we know of. There were some escapades back in the day.
Oh, come on. Good Lord.
Oh, I'm just saying. You, maybe he was the guy on the plane, John Doe won.
I guess
knows?
If I throw a softball down the middle, you're going to hit it. So.
Yes, I am. It's not a dad joke, so you're good. but I will invest in him. I do like the value that you get with him. He might not be my quarterback one. I think he's phenomenal in a 2QB league for sure. But he's got that upside that if you just kind of miss on quarterback and you're cool with starting a guy that's going to be up and down, he's got the weapons there in Pittsburgh, and he can have some monster games as we've seen. He's a guy that has a chip on his shoulder, so he's going to want to prove something. So I have no problem with Big Ben getting back there. And if he's feeling it, if he's good enough to shave his beard, and if he wants to get the big middle finger to that governor of Pennsylvania, that's cool too. But because I'm pretty sure they probably did everything properly. I didn't see any videos, but I'm guessing they took all proper precautions and everyone's still alive. So that's good. And you just you got me ending the show just how you got me starting the show, Bogman. So I hope you're very happy about
that. Why do you think I did it? You know, Welsh had a good idea this week. It was poke the bear. We poked the bear and we got a couple nice reactions out of Bubba.
Yeah, the Welsh likes to poke the bear and he's never around.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's like the good cop, and he sends you to the bad cop.
Yeah, there's a level I just got to on Red Dead where you're having to chase down this giant scarred up bear. So it's that, and a guy takes you there and then's like, "I'm too old for this. I'm going to take off." That's the Welsh, exactly. Yes. Right there. So, but that is going to do it for us this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember, you can follow us all on Twitter at Bogman Sports, at BDNTrick, at Is It The Welsh, and have a great week. Wash your hands, stay safe, social distance, wear your mask, don't cry about it, and we will see you next Saturday. Take it easy, everybody.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.